This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of the powerful earthquake that hit Morocco on Friday has risen to 2,862, while the number of injured topped 2,500, State TV said late on Monday. Housing structures in the high Atlas Mountains reduced the chances of surviving, an engineer said on Monday, with homes made of traditional mud, brick, stone, and rough wood.
And in an earthquake, it doesn't have sufficient deformability to absorb the shock. It cracks very quickly, and then it crumbles very quickly.
Professor Colin Taylor says such structures do not leave the pockets of air that earthquake-ready concrete buildings can provide, making it harder to survive. Authorities in eastern Libya said at least 2,000 people were killed and thousands more were missing after a massive flood ripped through the city of Derna following a heavy storm and rain. But the head of the Red Crescent aid group in the region had earlier on Monday said Derna's death toll was at 150 and expected to hit 250. The United States on Monday described Russian President Vladimir Putin as desperate over the Ukraine conflict in meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and renewed warnings that any arms deal could trigger U.S. sanctions.
I will remind both countries that any transfer of arms from North Korea to Russia would be in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Putin was traveling hat in hand to the talks expected to come in the coming days in the far east of Russia after Putin missed the Group of 20 summit in New Delhi due to his own quote-unquote pariah status. This is VOA News. With tolling bells, personal tributes, and tears, Americans looked back Monday on 9/11 anniversary observances that stretched from the World Trade Center site to small towns. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A bell tolls at ground zero during the reading of the almost 3,000 names of those killed on 9/11. Gabrielle Gabrielli, who lost her uncle, Richard Gabrielle, says 22 years later, it's still heartbreaking.
There is no graveyard. This is the final resting place. It's sacred, it's special, and it's important to be here and honor them.
Commemorations stretch from this site at New York's World Trade Center to the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, all the way to a military base in Alaska, where President Biden is taking part in a ceremony. Julie Walker, New York.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has cleared the way for the release of five American citizens detained in Iran by issuing a blanket waiver for international banks to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian money in South Korea without fear of U.S. sanctions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed off on the move last week, but Congress was not notified of the decision until Monday. The waiver means that European, Middle Eastern, and Asian banks will not run afoul of U.S. sanctions. The Regional Bloc Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, is grappling with how to deal with the ongoing political and security crises in Niger, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali. Mohamed Youssef reports.
According to the experts, the rise of military takeovers in Africa is due to leaders overstaying power, electoral malpractices, and elected leaders' failure to work for the betterment of their citizens. Aware of the challenges, Nigeria's Senate advised President Bola Tinubu, who also heads ECOWAS, to explore alternative approaches to address the crisis in Niger. The African Union has already suspended six countries where military forces seize power from civilians, including the four ECOWAS countries, Gabon and Sudan. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Officials in Turkey says rescuers have pulled an American researcher out of a Turkish cave more than a week after he became seriously ill 1,000 meters below the surface. Teams from across Europe had rushed to southern Turkey's Taurus Mountains to aid Mark Dickey, a 40-year-old experienced caver who became seriously ill on September 2nd with stomach bleeding. He was on an expedition to map the cave, which is the country's third deepest. Dickey was too frail to climb out himself, so rescuers carried him with the help of a stretcher, making frequent stops at temporary camps. I'm Joe Ramsey.